Rav Moshe Lichtenstein at Reinas Yisrael Kiddush HaKodesh.
I'll make one quick announcement. Rav Lichtenstein is going to have to go to YU. He has to be at YU at 10:30. So after this year, questions have to be kept to the absolute minimum or very few.
Okay, thanks. If it's a good year, you won't have any questions, I'm sure. Actually, we had a lot of questions. So, Kiddush HaKodesh, the sense of Rashi, the first Rashi of the Torah claims this is the beginning of, this is really the beginning of the Torah in a sense. Of course, means the beginning of the halakhic system. Kiddush HaKodesh really leads off. However, this morning is not the Jewish word Kiddush HaKodesh, but more in halakhic analysis of some of its basic concepts. Kiddush HaKodesh, of course, is a mitzvah that, in a sense, is found to disregard, because nowadays doesn't include the cheshbon. Once upon a time, it was done with Adim and the whole discussion with Amos and the Mishnah and the school kids that taught how the Eidim would go and Gamliel and all of the figures he had in his baby gush on the wall. The Lamaites, since everything's done with the Cheshbon nowadays and you get the calendar ready made, so very little attention is paid nowadays to the actual process or if you want the contest behind the Kiddush HaKodesh. There are a few major issues, I'll touch on one or two of them, but the others which I don't have time to discuss. I'll start with the Mishnah of Chavdal Mudalis, it's on the sheet the first source. This is the ceremony after the Eidim have already come, and they've already been interrogated, and they've gone to the Lishon HaKira. Rosh Bejim HaMekudash, V'chol Ha'am Olim Acharav Mekudash. In other words, after the Beit Knesset and it decided that there's a Chodesh, you actually need a ceremony of saying Mekudash, Mekudash, but the fact that Beit has decided in of itself is insufficient. Rather, you actually need a ceremony to declare the day is Kadosh. Beit Shem Yiv'eh Bizmano, Beit Shem Yiv'eh Bizmano Kachimoto, regardless of whether you saw the moon on the 29th day, meaning that it's one day Rosh Chodesh, or if you didn't, meaning what nowadays we consider Rosh Chodesh, meaning Rosh Chodesh will be day 31, not day 30, Mikat Shimoto. Rosh Chodesh disagrees, he learned his manai Mikat Shimoto, which is a crooked Jewish mind. The result is, if it already happened after, if no one saw the moon, and it happens of itself on the second day, so then there's no need to ceremony, Kichushamah. Okay, anyway, you need here an actual ceremony to the Kadeshim. It's based on the say, Kishas Peh, Mekudash, Mekudash. If you look in the Mishnah, the Chofem Uvet, which is the next source, Reu Vez Din Chol Yisrael, Nechkeru Haidi, Lo Yisliku Mamekudash, Adche Chashicha. In other words, the Beis Din already on day 30. The Beis Din accepted the Eidus, they did Yishon Hakira, they accepted the fact that the Eidim are accurate, they're telling the truth. Nevertheless, they didn't have time to say Mekudash Mekudash. Hared the Me'ubah. In other words, even though Eidim witnessed the moon on day 30, and it says the basic, and basic says the basic, it's trustworthy, it's reliable, but they missed the ability to actually didn't say the word, they say Mekudash Mekudash, so Rosh Chodesh is not that day, it's only the next day. Meaning what determines Rosh Chodesh is not the Eidim per se, it's the fact that Eidim say Mekudash, who basically do that, the basic witnessed it on their own, and there don't be any witnesses to tell them, because they actually saw it with their own eyes. Nevertheless, you still say, Mekudash, Mekudash. So these two Mishnayos, which made it clear that saying Mekudash is an integral part of the of the process. And put differently, that's what we call Kiddush HaChodesh. It means Kiddush. It's not just Ibur HaChodesh or Kviat HaChodesh. It's Kiddush HaChodesh. Now, let's go back to the first source, to the Chazal of the Gemara. Rosh Beis Din Omer, etc. Mina HaMimili. How do we know this? I'm a Chivar Gantam of Yosef and Shomer. I'm a Rebbe, I'm a Krav. Vayidaber Moshe Modeh Hashem. Mikas Rosh Beis Din Omer Kudosh. So, this is no one the less. This is either answer. In other words, it's not, it's, you go to a wedding nowadays, it's often the chasm says, Mekudesh, and the rabbi, the end you say, Mekudesh, and Mekudesh, which is a minhag at best, and maybe not even a minhag, but it's meaningless. What really matters is putting the ring on the finger. Over here, it's not so. Saying Mekudesh, Mekudesh, is, we saw before, without that, it's not a shchodesh, and therefore, of course, it's a daraisa, and the Gemara provides the pasuk. Vedaber Moshe Modeh Hashem, Nikash Rosh Beis, meaning Moshe, Vedaber Moshe, the Drasha means, I'm going to tell them what the halakha is that Sukkos exists. Vedaber Moshe, he determined, he told them when Sukkos will be. Vedaber Moshe Modeh Hashem, Vedaber Yisrael. V'chol Amonim Vachem Mekudash, now we have the second element, but Rosh Beis says, but the Amma also. Minalan, I'm going to have a crush. Kikurotam, Kibbe Atem. In other words, I should say, Emo Deh Hashem, you think Shetikurotam be Moadam? So not Shetikurotam, the Zubin Adavav, but Shetikuru Atem, that you determine. And therefore, not only the Beis pronouncement of Midoraisa, but also the Am, there was the response of the crowd assembled over there, it's also Midoraisa. Minolan, I'm a pup, I'm a crush, and the crew of time. If you go to Kirby at 10, I'm going to talk about Eilen Mo, Eilen Mo Adai. Hey, Yomru Mo Adai. Hang Mo Adai. Hanging the people, not Moshe, but hang the others, the people, determine Mo Adai. See, it says hang with a colon. Hang Mo Adai. Mekudash Kosei Zini Lama, we dichtiv Mikra'ei Kodesh. And here's an interesting point. Why do we need, like Misha says, Rosh Beis Mekudash, Chol Amonim Achav Mekudash, Mekudash. They don't say once, they say twice. Now, once actually makes sense. Twice, so we say that often we repeat emphasis. Hakeh Hakeh, or Darosh Tidrosh, and things like that. Or you guys say, when people say the Kudesh and the Kudesh, based upon this. So it's for emphasis. For emphasis should not presumably be Mikra Adin. Sounds over here in the Gemara, sounds you actually need twice the same Kudesh and Kudesh. It's not enough to say once the Kudesh. But you need on the whole three. The Rosh Beis Din, then the people have to say, not once, but twice, you have to pass with you. Abraham, this is the great Kodesh. Now this already is much more perplexing. Why would we need twice? Indeed, one of the major posts of the first one, Kiddush HaChodesh, the three Evan, so he disagrees. Take his source number three, he has a diuk. The Mishnah in the third parish says, otherwise that's source number two, Ru Beit Yuchal Yisrael, Nechor Yisrael 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 Misha said over there that Beis Din and everyone saw the new moon and he had time to say Mekudash. So, as I said before, the Shchodesh is postponed. He had time to say Mekudash, so it was Shchodesh. So he says, New Eli, had the Lord Tanan Mekudash Mekudash Beit Tanim, Ketayim Tzir Vesefa, Hainu Tam. Because he's bothered, why does he say it? Rosh Tikumah Mekudash Mekudash. The Tavka Beit Rosh Hashanah Rosh Beis Din Mekudash Chol Amonim Achav Mekudash Mekudash. Even though it says previously, and it said twice, then you have Benafkel and Magmar Medichtim Great Kodesh, and the Gemara is a puzzle for this. Mishum Hachi Bereish, and it's a Mubar, Ho'i Uvelo Rosh Tikumah Beit Yom Mekudash, and not going to Kiddush, I must Rosh Beis Din Bilvad. שאומר מקודש פעם אחת, אמרת כל אב שאם אחד מקודש, מקודש בדם אינו מעכה. So here's the following. Even though the ceremony described in the second parak has three times mekudash, the Rosh Beis, the Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the people twice, so that's only the Chatzchila. What's really crucial is only the Rosh Beis. And therefore, the Mishnah over here, which in the third parak, which deals with the Gavit case, when Shkia, like a minute before Shkia, trying to finish Mincha, so it's a minute before Shkia, and you're trying to get Rosh Chodesh in place, of course, not much of Rosh Chodesh. If you, the Kaddish, a minute before Shkia, so Rosh Chodesh will be very short, and that goes back to the Gemaras of Otayim Kodesh and the Mahar Kodesh, etc. At any rate, he says only the Amira of Yavez is a really count. Everything else, the Chachila, yes, but the Yavez, you get along without it. Eino makir lo chidush, it's the fourth line. Ela amirat rosh av beidin bilvad, shorem mekudash pam achat. Ve'amirat kol am shim acharav mekudash beit pamim, eino me'akev. Okay, etc. Now, and then I'm just going to get to a few lines before the end. From the tzir, to the sefer, midin kiyush ha'cholish le'mitzvah. Nakat mekudash mekudash, ki mitzvato v'chatchila. So he says, the Chatzchila you need three times, but the Eved once alone suffices. Now, here's the answer to Diuk. Nevertheless, it's problematic, the reasons which I'll explain in a moment, but let's just stop at the obvious point. The Mishnah says, the Kudash and Kudash, the word is not in the Eved, it's a Pasuk. Psukim, normally, psukim are midaraisa, so psukim are also likuba usually. But the normal rule of thumb is that if you have a pasuk, and there's no other qualification, it's midaraisa, except in kachim. Kachim and psukim are katchila, and kachim you need two psukim, shalal akasulake, you need two psukim, same to be vidyavid. Not kachim, one pasuk is vidyavid. For simple reason, kachim, Turkey to play-by-play, gives details. So details are not necessarily crucial, unless we repeat, to find out this detail is crucial. Not in Kashi, Turkey doesn't give details. Not in Kashi, Turkey is principles. And the details are worked out in Tarshav Alpeh. So if you do the basic principle, it's usually Lee Kuba. So therefore, if you find the Dinda right, so you're not in Kashi, it should be Lee Kuba. So, now, one could also suggest, if you'd want, another possibility, which would be, or actually, for that, for one could suggest, let's take Rabban's suggestion, which is here in the session before. V'ani sabur, she'en kiddush ha'chodesh ma'akev ha'chodeshim, Rabban here denies everything that says to this point. Rabban says, if it's called kiddush ha'chodesh, it's not true. That it's mekudash mekudash is not likuba. V'ani sabur sheikh shachodesh ma'akev b'chodeshim. You don't have to say mekudash. V'lo yitzrichu chachamim lomar mekudash mekudash. So Simon is saying mekudash mekudash. Ever shu mitzvah pursuing mitzvah ba'alma. It's a gimmick. It's a little PR. It's really totally not essential and experience to the whole circumstance. אבל מכיוון שהסכים הדעת בית דין שיהיה החודש הזה מלא או חסר, so בית דין decides and arrives at a conclusion regarding the economy, קורא הניבר שתקראו אותה. This is considered that בית דין has determined that the חודש is קדוש, שהרי רבי שמעון אומר, בין רבי חסר תקשיב אותו. So you know, you lies upon the opinion that if it's a Rosh Chodesh is what we would call today, the time of Chazal would be on day 31, you don't need that make a ceremony. That's the Machlokes of the Mishnah we saw before. And since we passed on Rebbe Tzadok, we said, you see, Rosh Chodesh, what really matters is determining the astronomical date and not actually saying it, because at times you can get away without saying it. So Rebbe Tzadok, Shachat Kimoto, I know you have a Zaman Kachimoto, etc. I'm skipping here a bit. Umashe Amru. So I have it to it. ורבת עקוב חפל, ומועדה שעצרים כמומחי, ומועדה שעצרים קידוש בידין, זהו מצווה. ולכתחילה, you need קידוש בידין, זה שם מקודש, בואו נכתחילה בדיעבד, אינם נראים this בידין, שנעצה the word מקודש. They should simply determine the right day. Now, according to him, you have to assume, and it's not too simple, that the Mishnah there in the third parak basically is not just having to say the word Mekudash, just having to make the summer of sanctifying it, rather basically it's simply have time to arrive at a conclusion. In other words, they didn't agree that they couldn't finish all the discussions to agree upon the day. Once they agree, it's over and you don't need anything else. So you have the Ramban suggestion that you don't need to say Mekudash at all, maybe the Chatzchila. We had three heaven only Rosh Av Beis Din. We also have two other possibilities. One, of course, that everything is Likuva. In other words, the not to take his diuk. And the chairman's diuk at the end of the day is not too crucial. In other words, what's the word Kudash means they didn't have time to say the whole text, meaning Mekudash, Mekudash, Mekudash. The mission in the third paragraph is not going to detail the ceremony. They say, if you're talking about ceremony, it's not Rosh Chodesh. The details look up in Nefchav Dalet. So, what you want to kudash doesn't necessarily mean that they have time to say, it can very well mean they have time to say the whole thing. It's just simply, you think, enter the detail. We can also think, an intermediate option, that the people can say once and not twice. In other words, that the Chatzchila, or B'gyam, excuse me, the Rosh Chodesh doesn't have to say, and the honest servant once and not twice. Let's now, for a moment, go back to two points about the discussion of Havdalah. Number one, why indeed you need twice? So we want to ask it. As we saw before, we want to ask why you need twice. So there's a possible. Well, to put it differently, you want to ask why you need twice. You want to ask, so why do you need twice? So the answer is the pasuk. However, what's the meaning of the pasuk? It's why the pasuk wants it, that doesn't say. So the question is lamali, but the answer is minala. But the answer here in the pasuk, in the Gemara, is a better answer for a minala question, and not just a good answer for a lamali. That said, trezini minala, the answer is a great kodesh. Trezini lamali, so we still know. We just know lama because the pasuk said. And why did the pasuk say that remains up in the air? There's no answer for that. So we still have to try to figure that out at the end of the day. Number two, something else very interesting here. And for this, to illustrate this point, let's get a bit now to the next source, to number five. Now, I save space, I sort of cut off parts of it, but it's one of the most famous sources. Not Matas Hashem, Chazal, you could say. So it's Rabbi Akiva, actually, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Yeshua. Matas of Oshnai, Vamru Reinu Shacharit Amizrach, David Amarav. Rabbi Yochanan Luri, a day sheker he. In other words, the new moon is usually in the west. And if you saw in the east, it's the old moon. And if you saw the originally they thought that they were praying with the new moon, Vein Shacharit Ba Mizrach, and therefore, yeah, they shook it, obviously. So you have the Kivah Megamliel. Both those shang who knew Bezmano, both were alone in your air, the Kivah Megamliel, but we saw it yesterday, but not today, presumably there weren't clouds in either night. And this one, Hilkinu, today shaker, hey, you know, Shasha Yelda, Ulmachak, it's Abishinah. In other words, last night the baby was out, and this night the baby is back in. So obviously it's a day shaker. I'm not sure when it's very echa. Shalaka ben gemlu, v'derech ashtavoy, etzim ha-pichah b'mot, techem ha-kipurim. Okay, this is all kind of story that I won't analyze it. Now, halach, so be Akiva meitzer, amar lo, yeshu mos. Akiva says, let me nevertheless comfort you, because he's in tremendous distress. And he's distressed that he's blessed with Harim Kippurim, according to his opinion. Amar lo yesh li mod mi shekol ma shasar megamliel asui. I can prove to you that Rabbi Gamliel said Lemaisa comes halach. We start to solve this problem. It's not to solve the problem that he lost the debate, where his ego is wounded. That wasn't Rishu's problem. Rishu didn't care that he lost the argument. What he cared about is Sotah Chayim Kippur. So Rabbi Akiva has to go and show Rabbi Yeshua, don't worry, but the end of Yom Kippur is where I'm going to listen anyways. Regardless of who's right or wrong in the debate, intellectually and halakhically, once Rabbi Gamliel determines, so his authority determines when Yom Kippur will be. Shikorat and Gimel, Suish, Shema, Eivu, Adya, Shefei, Kodesh, and Tikur, Otam, Ben, Bizmanam, and Shlo, Bizmanam. Eivu, Mwadot, Ela, Eivu. Whatever the base is decides, these are the Mwadot. Amar, Arehu, Omer, Atem, Atem, Atem. Shetikru, Otam, Yikei, Kodesh, Shetikru, Otam, Yikei, Kodesh. And of course, Chazal, Ashen, Otam, Atem. Shosh, Tayim, Atem, Atem, Shogim, Atem, Atem, Mezidim, Atem, Afiru, Muti. And therefore, then the rest of the horse, the story that he goes and he appears there, and the Gemara accepts him, Rabbi Vitalmidi, etc., etc. For the moment, I'd like to point out, I begin the shir by saying, or actually I begin the shir 2 weeks ago, I suggested this topic, because Parshas Shavuot realized it. I begin the shir this morning, so yes, I realize Kiddush HaChodesh, it's a good idea to take some time, and before Pesach, I'll be busy with it was Pesach. So now, middle of the winter, we did Parshas Bo, why not talk about Kiddush HaChodesh, which was the answer's Parsha. Up to now, I've quoted Pesach, I've surprised, quoted already a good deal of sugars in the second Berg Rosh Hashanah. Chavdal Mud Aleph, Chavdal Mud Beis, Chavhem Mud Aleph, Chavhem Mud Beis. Now, single Pesach from Bo. It's all been, it's from Emma. In other words, this year should have been delivered in the summer when you're reading Parshas Emma, not Parshas Bo. Specifically, what's going on over here? All the tzukim that we're dashing here don't say anything about the Chodesh. They're all relating to Mikrei Chodesh. So what's the interplay here between Rosh Chodesh and Mikrei Chodesh? This question was taken up by the Rashba. It's not in the Rambam, it's a foil, but we'll see the Rashba in a moment. Take source number 6. Mitzvah say in the Torah Beizim Shechashvu v'yedu in yirah yireach o lo yirah v'shidushu et ha'edim ad shikadshu et ha'chodesh v'yishlechu v'yudi et sh'am v'ezu yom rosh chodesh. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to figure out, to calculate when the moon is to be expected and then to go and investigate the edim. And after to notify the people which day is the Chodesh, Kidei Shidu Bezu Em Moadot, Shneimach Shidu Tam Yikei Chodesh, Shneimach Shemadu Chukadu Moadot. So based on responsibility to look out after the Moadot, to determine what day is the Moed, and to notify the people as well. It's part of the halacha of Shmiras Yom Tov is Shemata Chukadu Moadot, to determine the correct day and to publicize it. If I'll take the Rambam in the captions to the Kiddush HaChodesh. It's not the Shidun. Mitzvah Tse'achat L'chashei V'leida Eze Yom Tchilat Kerochot L'chashei Hashanah. Here it's a bit more concise. The mitzvah is to figure out when is the Chodesh. In different mitzvahs, it's a bit more expansive. Kadesh Chodeshim V'Shanim V'Zog V'Zog Kiddush HaChodesh V'Vo Yitalach Chodesh Ezeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim U'Ba Perush Yidu Zetem Esirah Lachem. Okay, next class about the Bezin, which we'll get back to later on doing that there. V'Nei Bar V'Zim Bakatuv Yeruah Asher Shem Melacha שישמחו בהם בידיעת השם חודשים, יזרו בשבת החוקה הזאת במועדה, etc. etc. Okay, now here you get this detail. The Rambam's position is clear. The mitzvah is to calculate when Rosh Chodesh will be, and based upon that, to figure out the Chagim as well. Go back to the source over here. שנשכו את הגש, כשכו את החודש, וישלחו ויוציאו את שם, באיזה הוא ראש חודש, ושתדעו באיזה הוא מועדות. In other words, Beit Din doesn't do anything with מועדות in terms of calculating the, or choosing the ceremony. Ceremony is חודש. Afterwards, they have to send out שליחים to notify people when Yom Tov will be. But what they say is, today is a Shodesh. Monday was a Shodesh. Wednesday is a Shodesh. Friday is a Shodesh. Obviously, the Shodesh is a Friday, so Pesach will also be Friday, etc., etc. But Beis Din Milei is always a Shodesh. It's the way all of the Sugi is described over here. So Shavuot, we have cast doubt upon that. This is in the Sukkah number 7. Mordash, it's the Kiddush Beis Din. It's a fair expression of the Gemara in various places, one of the Bashar Vidim, one of the Zarim. So he's bothered or intrigued by the phrase Mordeh Hashem Tzvi Kiddush Beis Din. Perish Rebbeinu Shmuel Zal, the Rashbam, Shmuel Mordeh Hashem Kiddush Elo Hashem Chodashim. Shmuel Tikkur HaMordeh. That's not the Kiddush HaKodesh, from me the Kudash and Kudash. That's not the Rambam. That's the Rashbam, which is the Rambam. The Beis Din is not Mekadesh Yom Tov. Beis Mekadesh is Chodesh. And if Rosh Chodesh is on day one, so it's Tzvav, or Yud, will be Yom Tov as well. V'chanan zo katan zeh lishono. Mo'adeh Hashem Tzvi Kiddush Beis Din, kimo sh'rabbeinu kidshan, sh'ne'emar v'dimo sh'mo'adeh Hashem Bnei Yisrael, dibur zeh, as I dover Moshe, dibur zeh, kiddush ha'mo'adot mi'pi Moshe, sh'am'in ha'minam, שהמועדים צריכים קדוש בייס, זה קובע מה עם מועד יום המקודש. קודם כל חננאל, יוצא בינה מקדש בחודש, מקדש יום טוב. בייס דין comes when you, when ראש חודש ניסן rolls around, so the בייס דין doesn't say מקודש ראש חודש, they come and say, פסח, this month, we מקודש. It would they address the yom tov itself. מועדים צריכים קדוש בייס דין, you actually pronounce the yom tov is kadosh.
When did they do that? On Rosh Chodesh, or?
I assume Rosh Chodesh. In theory, I'm not sure how to do Rosh Chodesh necessarily, but he doesn't give it a point. He just says that the ceremony includes the Beit Din and Kaddish Pesach. I tend to think that in theory it could be lobbed up on Rosh Chodesh, but he doesn't give any detail, and I'm not familiar with others who quote this source. Or
the notion that when we say Yalav
Yalav,
I guess. What? It would fit with the idea that when we say Yalav Yalav,
right. In other words, of course, what he wants here is even more than that. What he wants here is the actual base to have this. Whatever they say, but you know, it's under the Chazan, you know, in Shabbos of Rosh, saying, you know, Pesach Yeviyom, you know, Chamisha Va'aleinu, and Ariel Kadosh, or thing along those lines. Now, to go back to the question I asked a moment ago. What seems to be is, as before, all the psukim I've taken all the time from a Yikra, and you know, and I said before, you know, Kiddush for the Baal, not about Yikra, and the Rambam said this, right? It wasn't only my scheduling needs. The Rambam says here, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel V'Kadesh Chodeshim V'Shanim Zos HaKiddush HaChodesh Bo'am V'Rit Alech Chodesh Ezel Achem Rosh Chodeshim. Now, what seems to be happening here is the following. You have two different parshas done Kiddush HaChodesh. There's the parsha in Bo, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshi. There's the parsha in the Yikra in Emor, Eilu Mo'adeh Hashem Hashem Tikur Tam Yikra Yikodesh. Now, if you take the Rebbeinu Chananel, the Torah indeed has two separate parshas, two separate sources for Kiddush HaChodesh. But presumably, he has one part of Kiddush HaChodesh, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodesh HaShana, and that's the midst of the calendar. And there are many other discussions which I'm not getting into this morning, but for instance, the whole question of how does the astronomy, or the astronomical element versus the human element, how much is astronomy crucial in the calendar, how much can human beings play with the calendar for their needs? Can we postpone Rosh Chodesh by a day because it's more convenient, even though astronomically the moon is there already? Can we do the opposite? Can we move Rosh Chodesh up a day even though the moon hasn't arrived? All these sugyas in the Gemara and later on the Rambam and other Rishonim have big arguments about this. All these ways to organize the calendar. in the calendar of the month, the monthly calendar, it's the lunar calendar. How do we organize the astronomy versus the needs to balance the what's the human needs, the cognitive lotsa, the touching the tzara, the touching the freya, and all these sugis in the chafalif. Over here, that's one parasha. Rosh Chodashim. The second parasha is Eilem Mo'adei Hashem Hashem Tikru Otam. Otam is a term. You determine Yom Tov. This American analyst is saying there's a whole other concept, which is Kedushat HaMo'ed. Now, for a moment, let's go to Daf Chaf Amud Bet, which is here in source number 8. It's let's go back to excuse me, source number 7A, which means on the page, I forgot it. It's two lines on your Kapzigurosh. The Gemara talks to you in the Tenon Bay about the fact that you need three Dayanim for Bez and Kishon. So how do you know three? So much like this. Since you have a lacha that Yachid Mumcha can be done in Mamanos, we should have one in Kishon Chodesh as well. Any lacha Nami, why should one be good enough? אין מחבוש הרבת בישות עם משה אבינו וכמה ראי הקדש ברוך הוא עדיק ארם והדך דכתיב ויום השם משה ולארון בארץ יצא נמור הכל יש לכם ראש חודשים there was what we were saying how do we three and not one because Moshe Rabbeinu is the biggest expert and he's the biggest had the best shmicha nevertheless he was told that for the people where of course it's in Lachem Moshe and Aaron, and so Moshe couldn't do it alone, and presumably he needed two as required the third person to join the Beis Din. Beis Din is like an even number, so you get to three. At any rate, so you see over here, the Gemara is dashing from which pasuk? Pasuk in Bo. Chodesh HaZevachem, Rosh Chodeshim, Hashem has gotten so soft to Bo. And we've not the Tzukim of a Yikra anymore. We have it also, briefly another verse on the Shirida and the Chavet, we're talking about whose kasher is possible in Eidim, whether relatives are crowding out kasher or not. My time to be Shimon, to see if I'm a Shem, or Shem, or Shem, or Shem, or Shem, or Shem, so the word that is from Tzukim Bo. Now, let's go a step further, and let's go back and to the Kudash and Kudash. I asked two questions before. One was, how come everything is in Vayikra? We're talking about Bo. So Vayikra is one source, it's a dual source. One of them is Vayikra. And we'll get back to this in a moment. How does why Mekudash Mekudash? So here, what I'd like to suggest is the following. You need twice Mekudash, one for the Chodesh, one for the Moed. The Dian says, what for the Kudash, for the Rosh Chodesh, for the calendar element, the other for the Moed. If this is so, it should be a difference between Nisan Tishrei and the rest of the year, and we'll figure out in a few moments. But remember, the Dum Kudash, one the Kudash for the Moed Hashem, the other Kudash for Rosh Chodesh. Now, that being the case, you would probably need on Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei, and Dum Kudash. On the other months, so I suggested before, besides the Rabban Treyevan, who cut this out totally, that we would need the two other options. One is you need both, one is you need one. So Nisan, Tishrei, you would need the same Kudash, Mekudash. And on the other hand, not a different t-shirt, but the other months, so if you have it, one Mekudash alone would be good enough. Now,
why wouldn't it be the Rosh Chodesh?
Okay, so now, I have to get back to that point. One of the major questions, Kiddush HaChodesh, and which we've hinted at before, and is the role of Benedict. The Reverend Holland Quintus in this, in a nutshell, following his footsteps, in a nutshell, we're thinking about the Rambam and the Ramban. There was the Rambam and the Ramban had a long debate between mitzvahs regarding the exact composition of Beis Din, when and how. If I'll try to summarize a very long machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban had the following argument. The Rambam says in the time of Chazal was Kishafir Re'iyah, So Beis Din by the court of Eden who saw the moon. When there's no longer Beis Din, so it's done by Cheshbon. Nowadays it was by calculation and not by Kiddush. The other Kiddush has disappeared from the system, the Hakamashim Sinai. When there's no Beis Din, you work with calculation. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says you're always in a Beis Din. I asked which Beis Din is doing it did this past week. The answer is it was done 800 years ago, Beis Din sat down 800 years ago, calculated all of the Cheshvan and finished them into the future. The Makadesh of Hila Shlishi and his Beis Din, the Makadesh for all of us into the future. And so everyone saw this, the Kish Beis Din, which was done forwards from the 3rd century, etc. So could the Rambam do the Kish Beis Din anymore? Could the Rambam do it? Secondly, the Rambam requires, does not require smuchim. Could the Rambam, if you have a smuch, you know, if you have a dayan who's smuch as smicha, or it's ishi pish to Moshe Rabbeinu, he belongs to the chain of smicha, you need him, but it's not likuva. In other words, in theory what you need is the premier dayan of the period. In which you need the Beis Din, which is recognized as a central authority. You do not need formal smicha, meaning that you can trace him back only from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam is a very strange phrase, the Rambam makes a big deal of in his kundus here. Kavua. This is based on a samuch or based on gadol. It's based on kavua. It's a singular phrase. The phrase of Rosh Hashanah also by Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos uses the same phrase. The based on kavua here is not, it's not samuch, it's not based on gadol, it's based on kavua. Which really means it's the central basing. It's the basing everyone looks up to. It wants to go at her basing. But it's not, you know, it is not a samuch, and it's not a dish of a gadol, and Spending Kavua. Jamban says that you do need smuchim, but you don't need the Beis Din. The Beis Din Shlosha can do it, try the smuchim. And Kud Jamban, if they don't have smicha, can't be done. But if you don't smicha, you don't need the premier Beis Din. You need it when there is such an institution, because it's quote Beis Din. But in terms of the relationship of the dinim and the kavod, so that you have to defer to the other basin. But it's not Kish HaChodesh idea. It's also an admin in how you organize the system. But from Kish HaChodesh point of view, you can do it with three smuchim. If to, now take all these machlokas together. The Rambam suggests in the Rambam, if I remember, he tries to change the Ramban to the Rambam's teach Ramban to the Rambam's wagon as well, which is not so convincing, but the idea is the Kish HaChodesh is not done by the authority of Beis Din. It's done by the authority of Kal Yisrael. It's really Am Yisrael that the Kish HaChodesh, The Bezdin says representative capacity, nowadays you would say parliament or some similar representative institution. The Bezdin has representative function. I think the best idea of great length in other areas, Rav Gordon has similar things in his book Meshivim Chama. For instance, Bezdin is the body that can authorize going to war, and both of them point out that they give going to war is Kibush Rabin. It's not Bezdin Halacha, it's Kibush Rabin, Kibush Yachin Halacha. And essentially, his point is that Kiddush HaKodesh is Am Yisrael, and that's and what Chazal talked here about Mordesh is Kiddush Beis Din, it's starting the pasuk Roshem Matot. Meaning Beis Din is the leader of the people. If you look at Ramban, Ramban really thinks he's talking to Beis Din. Now, it's fine to explain. Each one can explain very well. The one is the Rambam, from a Shabbat point of view, sees the source of Kedusha HaRegel, Ram Yisrael. Mikadesh Yisrael Ha'Zmanim, Yisrael V'Kadshinu Lizmanim. Am Yisrael, who's made the Mu'adot, Kedushi. So it's really the source of authority rests on Yisrael. And everybody has a Tikkur Otam, not Otam, Atem. And the idea there is that people, the Chagim, represent historical, the human element, it's Kedusha which derives from the human element via history, via agriculture, and the source of Kedusha really is, obviously, human beings, Mitzvah Hashem. It's the human being approaching Kodesh Baruch Hu. But it begins by the human determination. So about it happens that Kedusha, that's what about. The Beis Din, because it's Samuch, has the authority of above, because it's the Sphere that takes you back to Har Sinai, into Revelation. So the Ramban wants the authority of the Beis Din as being a Beis Din Samuch. And that's why, now the Ramban, you have to tell the Smicha. What's crucial for him is, it should be the central authority that everyone looks up to. Because that's why they're representative. Because they are the central body which determines policy, etc. The Ramban, but doesn't bother him. What he wants is the authority, he wants to tap in to Mamad Sinai, and because Baruch is revealing himself to human beings. So he's really seeking divine authority, is what he's really seeking. So then we need a Beis Din. What you care about the Kedusha of Torah, you care about Kedusha of the Dayanim, and their ability to represent the Kedusha Baruch Hu towards us. It's not the Dayanim representing us, it's not Shmuche Didan, it's in the Dayanim as Shmuche Diachman. The Ramban has the Dayanim, Qua Dayanim, because of their stature, their personal stature and holiness, the Keter Torah if you want, and the Ramban really has them, they represent us, giving sort of the Kedusha. Now, if you look back at Tzukim, the Parash and Emor seems to be emphasizing, first and foremost, Am Yisrael. It's Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael. And therefore, Am Yisrael, this is looking at the objective truth, it's what the people believe in, and that's the reason why I'm going to believe something the Rosh Hashanah is based in. Unanimously, there's nothing. In other words, he's the leader of the people. And that such, he has the authority to lead. And his determinations are what count. And that's where Ben Gamliel added value over Yeshua. In a Beis Din, all members are equal. It's not about Beis Din, arguments of court. And the Rosh Beis Din doesn't have extra authority over the rest of the members of the Beis Din. However, it's not about leadership. So there, Ben Gamliel's a leader. He has a political leadership to his title. And Yeshua doesn't. So from the perspective of Beis Din, we shouldn't be in distress. From the perspective of political leadership, so obviously the Gamliel overrides him. And that's what Mark quotes Moshif, Yistap v'dero, Yistap is not a member of Beis Din, he wasn't Samuch, rather he was a political leader. So it is that the political leadership, right or wrong, is the political leadership. And since I'm a Gamliel here, so the role, so therefore his determination is what counts. Now, to that the parsha though in Bo, parsha in Bo, whatever is the Beis Din. Or see, it depends how you read it, but Chodesh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, so Lachem is the Rambam thought that Lachem means the people again. Of course, when you're in Bantan and Vayikra, the Atem means the Beis Din. But John, he'll say Lachem means the people. However, these are the sugyas. Whenever you want to dash a Beis Din halacha, you go to Bo. So that's what I read before. How do you need three and not one? Moshe Ben Yali Mukhet, but we need more. Nevertheless, the Lachem, you need Aaron. The next one, the Gemara, the main Rebbe Nasa Dayan, less for Rebbe Akiva, and he talks about a case of judging the Din Mephashos. So the Gemara goes, the Gepris Kishachodesh, the Yuchos Dayanim, the Kodur Akuva. So you dash from Bo, you dash in the Beis. But the Rebbe Hashem of Moshe Aaron, Chodesh Zeh Lachem, meaning you Moshe Aaron, you as Dayanim. And here the Beis Din is the one who is determining. And that's what the word is called Beis, talks about the aging. Which kind of aging can you use? In Vayikra, we're talking about, not the Beis Din, we're talking about the people, Atem, etc. Now, to go back to the Triadin and all that, The point of view of the Triadin, only the Av-Beis is Makif. Or, let's talk about the Triadin. For you, the Rambam, it makes perfect sense why you need both the Rosh Beis Din and the people. You need the people because the Kedusha is really derived their authority. These are the spectators in the process, but the authority is really invested in them. So you need that same Kudash. The point of now, the Rosh Beis Din, let me take the Rambam as a soul, but because as the leader of the people, not as... However, one can obviously make a suggestion that you need both elements here. You need the Kudash Rosh Beis Din from the Parsha of Bo. Because you want the authority of the Beis Din, or the authority of the people. You want the Chatzchil at the very least, Bo for the Ramban ones, the Kedusha of the Chodesh Mishamayim. You also want the Kedusha of Israel. So Rosh Beis Din is the Kudash as representing the Beis Din and the Smicha. The people say Kudash representative of Atem Shikurotam. And what the Rambam would say, no, Rosh Beis Din is a leadership role. That's like the very Moshe Vode Hashem. Moshe has to lead on Israel. However, it's quite plausible to suggest that the very Moshe as Rosh Beis Din as his role as a Beis Din with the Kedusha, because Moshe indeed has more Kedusha, and then, Asher Tikru Otam, that's the other element. When Tri Yavid says, you know, the Rosh Beis Din, I gotta think he's close to the Ramban. In other words, if to say you can eliminate one of the two, and you choose to eliminate the people and not the Av Beis Din, sometimes you really believe that the Kedusha of the Beis Din was crucial. But as I said before, it's quite reasonable to assume that you need both. This is why you need both. You need the Rosh Beis Din from the Beis Din. You need the people to the people. And so then you need the Kudash and Kudash, one for the Chagim and one for the Chodesh. It means it's presentation. Now, to summarize all this, in other words, the Rambam and the Rambam argue, without more details, but if you analyze what's going on with the service over there, the Ramban, the Kedusha Chodesh works through the authority of the Dayanim. The Ramban assumes that works not through the Dayanim, but through the people. And you could ask me, the Ramban said before, you don't need the Rosh Beis Din at all. You don't say Kedush Mekudash Mekudash, which seems to imply the opposite. If you think about it, what's his proof is that we don't need necessarily to spend the Kudash and Kudash, because everything the Mitzvah says, Kitshuva Shamayim. What I'm really saying is, the reason I don't need the Kudash and Kudash, because deep down, it's not in the Beis Din, deep down, it's Tanda Shamayim. So the Chatzil of the Beis Din joins the Shamayim, as representing the Shamayim. The Beis Din represents Kodesh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis us. But if the Beis Din doesn't spend the Kudash, it doesn't matter, because it's really happening, it's happening upstairs. She called Kitshuva Shamayim. Therefore, he doesn't even need the Mekudash Mekudash. The Rambam, before it goes through this, now we could also make a suggestion that in Embar, coming for the people of Paramount, in Bar the Beis Din, the difference between Kisha Chodesh and Kisha Mardot. Kisha Chodesh, you would need the Rambam maybe more, it's called the Rambam's model, but then you have the Beis Din determining. Kisha Mardot, you have the people. At any rate, if this whole analysis of the Beis Chananos, or the Beis Chananos is correct, we expect to find serious differences between Nisan Tishrei and the rest of the year. Now, since we have time, I'll do this briefly, but you can also look up later. We have a few places. The Gemara here comes and says a different ceremony in Nisan Tishrei, like I suggested before, that in Nisan Tishrei, Mekudesh Mekudash is the B'Evet. You won't find that in the Gemara. You'll find, that's my knowledge, three places where the Gemara describes Nisan Tishrei being different than the rest of the year. Number one is the Mishnah Chatzos of Days. That's the source number 8 over here. Al Shrek of the Shuhim the Shabbat. Al Nisan of the Shrek. Shabbat Shrek is in the Shrek. I'm taking the Moadot. First of the Shkai, the Chem Apo Kulap, the Takanat the Korban. Now, it's like this. So you're able to call Shabbat for Nisan Tishrei, not for other Chodashim. Now that seems to make perfect sense. Because Nisan Tishrei is Kishamoy is Zohar Shabbos, Kishamoy Shabbos is not. Rashi says over here, Tosu seems to accept it, Rashi says over here that it's only Jabbana. You derive from Chalol Shabbos and all the one days. The calendar per se allows Kishamoy Shabbos. But it's not really clear from the Gemara that's like that. And what about this? If you look further down there, Tanya Nami Hafi, I'll quote you the error, Nisan Tishrei, question the error. Nisan Tishrei, all of the Kudalim, you go out immediately, or you wait till Mother Shabbos, to kind of look in, Nisan Tishrei on Shabbos itself. Nisan Tishrei, Ad Shi Yishvud Bedu Kudash. In other words, what's going on here is like this. You have a source, and Nisan and Tishrei have to be Mekudash. For the other Chagim, you don't. For the other Chodashim, you don't. What's going on? It's going to be on the Javanan, the Nashi tries to think, looking towards the Javanan. We say the Suga says value, maybe the rice as well. Nisan and Tishrei, Tishrei Mekudash is a qualitative difference. Yom Mekudash is that the Kudash HaMoi. And the rest of the years it is, and the rest of the months it's not. Because then the Kedush is coming, Mishamayim. So Nisan Tishrei, you do it via, you have to say Mekudash, and therefore the egg has to wait until that, otherwise it's not the full Shabbos until you've actually done the Kedusha. Why do you call Shabbos for the Moe and not for, for the month? So here you certainly seem to have the idea of Kedusha, Nisan Tishrei being qualitatively different than the rest, if it's a Doraisa. Tosfos here say, it is a Doraisa. They say, yes, every Chodesh is also a Chag. So that was a whole discussion. But the basic idea in Tosfos is that only a Chag just makes Chul Shabbos. However, a Chodesh can also be categorized as a Chag. So for that the whole discussion, it's probably clear that many of the sources which address this issue, Tosfos got one of them, but there are also others. But the basic idea in Tosfos is, you call Shabbos only for a Moed, and after the Korban, there's no Korban anymore, so Shabbos has been downgraded, it's not a Chag anymore, but the Nisan Tishrei remain. So the basic idea that we differentiate here between the Moedos and the calendar is certainly effective in Tosfos. Some Gemara, and both of these require more time to elaborate on. One of you tell them with Beit, it's number 9. And the other is in Daf Chafmud Aleph, which is number 10. Number 9 discusses there whether you can change change the calendar from the astronomical event or not. But can you come and say that Ad will always be 29 days regardless of the moon or not? Or does Ad have to be determined based upon the moon in the time of Kishkariya, of course? Like, it begins over there, that always, Adar Simcha Nisan is always 29 days, the way it is nowadays. You see the moon, forget about it. Just don't accept the AD. So Gemara says, you might then quote the Mishnah we saw before. So then Gemara says, as part of the discussion, if we know that Adar will be 29 days, that's what we determined it. We decided that Adar will be 29 days. If we see the moon, it doesn't matter. We'll just shut the door and I'll be in the door. So why is it Michal Shabbos? So Mar says, this Mitzvah of Kadesh, so the answer is, because there's a Mitzvah to Michal Shabbos. And different, these and Tisha are different. So why, so what's going on? This is the point. This is a Tisha, it's more of a Mitzvah. It means the rest of the Gemara year, the ceremony is not crucial. This is a Tisha, the ceremony is more important. Simply, this is a Tisha, even though you know what the day will be, in the house of anyways, in order to perform the ceremony. Because this is a Tisha, the Tisha of Malay, which allows the Chil Shabbos, and that's unique to this on the Tisha. Then goes the Ikadami, it gets a bit more complicated. Here, four on to the bottom of that. Must be Khan, that's finished Khan, the Khanap of Kulak, the Kapa Mordo. Lav! The Kulak, the Shimon Zakar Shariya, the Shimon Zakar Shariya, the Shimon Zakar Shariya. So there, in the Gemara seems to assume that the distribution of a Tishrei is not based upon this kind of theory. So this proof, when the Gemara falls, the proof doesn't exist, and there would have been much time to have it. It doesn't disprove the theory, though. It just means that you carry the Chal Shabbos. It doesn't allow you to Chal Shabbos for this reason. It doesn't mean, though, that the distinction itself is nullified. Now, the last source here, the Gemara talks. But the same question, can you postpone Kisha Chodesh, specify your needs or not? It says there, Choyosha v'yochanim l'mandem v'anon ha'idim ha'chodesh v'anem v'zmano v'kadsho afalti shelo ra'uhu yomru ra'ino. The v'yochan says, come and determine, move up the Rosh Chodesh by a day, even though it didn't happen until the Eidim. Basically, to say it's a Shabbos, even though it really isn't, because the Beis Din has the autonomy to play with the calendar. And that goes against what I said before, that it can be done. With the work for the Rebbe Greiser that disallows that. My Bible Kasha, this is a Tishrei Meshav Yarchei, and this is a Tishrei, look at Rashi here, Shemodot Nidam Kachim Utsarach, this is a Tishrei, you can move up to Kishan Chodesh, you know, even though the moon will only be seen on day 31, we can come and tell the Eidim to do Kirush HaKadosh on day 30. Think of Tishrei, yes, the rest of the year, no. What's the logic? I think it's the exact same logic. Yom Tov is up to basically can play with Yom Tov. Simply, the Kirush of Yom Tov is really resides in the Basin, not Yisrael. So we can say, I'm Yisrael, this is a better day. So we can move up Pesach or Sukkot by a day. However, the rest of Shal Yarchei, it's really the base. The calendar, the astronomical element is more important. There, I can't do Kiddush just because I'm Israel. Can't do that, so I have to, I'm stuck with the calendar. So the authority of the base of the Mo'adot, that Atem, that can move up Nisan Tishrei. But the authority of the base, but since the Am Yisrael lacks the authority about the rest of the calendar, so then you're stuck with the lunar system, and you have to follow the astronomy. This is a Bai. Rebbe's different answer. He hasn't said Bai is wrong. He had different suggestions to solve the contradiction, so from Rebbe you can't do anything either way. But a Bai believes, you have a Bai here, at least a comment before, that Nisan Tishrei may be different, and therefore as I begin, I would suggest that Nisan Tishrei may require Kudash, as opposed to rest of the calendar, it's only one Mikudash, or no Mikudash is good enough.
You moved up Nisan, doesn't that technically mean you're moving up the year, and you can't have a 31-day month? So you're effectively doing the same thing.
So I guess, I said the following. You, not at the second of the year, because Kish appear every year, you can, in other words, Nisan and Nia are not fixed either. In other words, you, in other words, because they're doing it here, up here, here, they have more leeway in...
You can't have 31 day months. So if they moved it up...
Oh, you're right. That's true, but no, it could have been a year this would have been not 31, would have been 29. The whole thing is a bit more flexible. And the truth is, I took out some snippets here from a longer sugya, which the justice should be done properly, and there's certain things that you can't change at all, and you can always change. It's a bunch of opinions here.
Let's practice a two-day Rosh Chodesh, sorry. The 30 to 31. When they're
okay, since I can run a bit of a graph, and in Nelson Tanakh to this Chodesh. So you understand in Davi, what exactly is going on over there is a question. That if you're interested, you also have the sugyas in Masechet Beis about Oser Chodesh or Makar Chodesh. He's very true to read, because I'll just say briefly, the Dvi says in Tshuva that Tzidus Rosh Chodesh, why? One for the astronomical Rosh Chodesh, and one for the human Rosh Chodesh. It's a very nice suggestion, it runs to big problems in some sugyas. In other words, it's a very nice idea, and if I want to give a shit in the time of Tshuva afterwards, it makes perfect sense. Tzidus Rosh Chodesh, one is for the astronomical element, that's always day 30, because 29 and a half, by definition, we have astronomy. And the other is for the human element. However, we get into big trouble in some of the sugyas in Rosh Hashanah, especially the fact that the molad can be non-Rosh Chodesh. In other words, we don't always make Rosh Chodesh on the day of the molad, so we're not trying to start with the astronomy necessarily. Anyway, it's similar to the Lamed of Kufam Dalf, and I think Kufam Dalf in Shuvah Sarid, and it's about that time I remember in Shuvah Shmuel class for 2 days, but you know, so one final point I point out from this, this whole theory about basically the Reb Hananel of Kish HaMog being different, there's this amazing question about Shavuot. The Shavuot, there's no Mekudosh Mekudosh. When we talk about that, I want to give a share on that, and Shavuot, I remember the thing, the rough idea that some of you Mekadesh through Kiddush, through Yavah V'Yavah, feel bad, that would work for Shavuot as well. But if you're talking about saying Mekudosh Mekudosh, Shavuot becomes something to think about, something that's some food for thought for the... Could be. I'm just saying, it's a very big question. What to do with Shavuot? Touch Shavuot. Thank you very much. I'm sorry to run out, but I have to go yet tonight. So, thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here.
Thank you very much. Am I that your pen?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Good. Worked out
very well. Thank you. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. It's really...
No, not just that one.
It's finishing time. It is definitely. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on the
Thank you.